everybody, and happy Laughter Day. Welcome to Babaji the Caveman, Babaji's spiritual set of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Dr. Uma, and I'm co-host for Babaji, who is a spiritual advisor on Keen, and your host for today's program. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from Babaji or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 a minute. There are also other offers too, so check it out, everybody. So you got laughter. Remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to spread all over the world. If you got questions, Babaji's got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining our 7:30 p.m. Airtime Sunday show. We are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji's here. He kicks your crutches. Hello, everybody. It is May. It is our anniversary month. Thank you so much for sticking with us for all these years. And we are so honored and happy to continue to guide and serve you through all of this time through Keen and through this radio show. Thank you, everybody, for coming. So we will get right to it. I'm going to take the first caller here. Hold on a sec. Hello, you're on air. Please introduce yourself. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hey, you're on air. Please introduce yourself. Hello. Okay. I'm going to take the next caller. Hello,
hello.
You're on air. Who am I speaking with, please? Hi. Go
Hi.
Ahead.
Hi, this is Dr.
This is Tasha.
Yeah. Hey, Tasha, welcome
Hi.
Back. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, Tasha, what brings you into our show today? Welcome.
I want to know, can you tell me about Shondell? Would you give with that?
His name is Chad. Okay.
No, Shondell. No,
Shondell. Very nice name. Shondell. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to know how he feels about you and where the connection is, correct?
Yeah.
So, I'm taking a look. Okay, Shondell, and you have a great connection spiritually. I see that you have compatibility, chemistry, and spiritual connectivity. So all these three elements are there for you and Shondell.
Okay.
Okay. Right. How long have you been seeing him? I sense that it's a fairly new connection.
Yeah. It's been about 1 or 3 years now.
Years? Okay. Sure feels like yesterday for you. Because your connection with him is very strong. Yeah, and I sense for him and you that, I know, doesn't it feel like that? Like, it's like, don't you love it when a relationship seems fresh and new, even though you guys have been together forever and ever? That's the sense I get from you and him. Yeah.
Okay.
So, where I see this going is that you and Shondell are in a good place in your relationship. You both have this strong connection, as I said, so you have a great foundation in your relationship for long term, okay?
Okay.
So I sense that's your question. Long term.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. Yeah, the answer is yes. So if you think, I'm thinking in terms of like living together, like getting married, things like that. That's what I see your potential with Shondell is. Yeah,
okay.
I know.
When do I see marriage? Not when you see things moving along. Yeah, and that.
Right. Well, I do see things moving along this year because, like I said, in his mind, he's basically married to you, even though it's all but name. Okay?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's shocking to you. It's like, oh, why does he not
act
like that? Well, that's because, see, I already know.
Yeah.
The reason why is because for him, it's a done deal. For him, it's a done deal. It's like he's been with you for years and years. He knows who you are. He feels like he's not going to be wanting to be with anybody else. So why would he even bother looking around? You understand?
But he's in a situation right now.
A situation that he's going to be leaving so that he can come to you. Don't worry about that situation.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So good news for you. This man is you and this man have a good thing going, and, you know, as far as he's concerned, he's committed to you, not committed to this other person. I don't care about this other person.
Oh, okay. So,
neither
wow.
does he. So, I have some good times ahead of you. So, buckle
okay.
your seatbelt because you're going to go there.
All right.
Okay.
All
right, dear.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling us. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
I'll get you the next caller. Yep.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go to caller number two. Hello, you're on air. Please introduce yourself. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on air now. Introduce yourself. This is Dr. Uma. Who am I speaking with, please? Hello. Okay. So I'll get back to you. Just please, you know, get on air when I call you, okay? All right, let's take a look. Who do we have here? Yes,
hello?
Please introduce yourself. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Tonette. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Tonette, welcome. Welcome to our show. I'm Dr. Uma. I'm the co-host for Babaji, and everybody's greetings. Hi, Tonette. What brings you by today?
Hi. I wanted to ask a relationship question. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead and ask me a question. Oh, first of all, give me your date of birth, please.
Sure. It's August 29th, 1974. And I'm going to be asking you a question about another female. Her name is Desiree.
Okay.
Her date of birth is 2/13/75.
Very 75. Okay, great. So go ahead and ask me a question. I'm all yours.
Okay, when am I going to get communication coming from Desiree, like her wanting to work on the relationship and actually move in the house here and get things going?
Okay. I see you and her communicating this month. I sense that Desiree is kind of in a in-between place in her life. I sense that she's in transition. And so because of that, it's just hard for her to nail herself down to anything, including being with you. Although she
mm-hmm.
loves you, and she has strong feelings for you. So her feelings for you is not the issue here. This is about her feeling grounded enough so that she can create a plan to be with you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because she's living with her ex-boyfriend, and she stopped talking to me the end of March. So I'm assuming she's trying to work it out with him. I don't know. She just cut things off for no reason.
No. She's, you know, she's confused. And the thing with her and her boyfriend is that she did try to work it out, but it's not working. You know, it's like,
well, she's been doing this with him for 10 years. She's been doing this with me for 3 years, on and off. So in the end of March, when she stopped talking to me, did she
mm-hmm.
try to work it out with him again?
She did. And, you know, and again, it's not working out because her boyfriend doesn't accept her for who she is. Okay.
No, and he cheats on her. He's with other women. And he beats her. So I'm not sure why she wouldn't want to even stay there.
You know, as you know, domestic violence does have a weird effect on those who suffer from it. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
people who are in domestic violence find it hard to leave the person they're afraid of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
she's in that space. And so it's not
mm-hmm.
like, you know, she doesn't love you or anything. It's just that she's afraid
mm-hmm.
of leaving him. And so that's
mm-hmm.
why she keeps coming back and forth with you and him. Although she doesn't
mm-hmm.
like him. And plus her karma with him spiritually, she's still completing it. It's a long story. But bottom line is, from their past lives, she and her boyfriend have had some bad karma, and so now they got reincarnated into this life. They're just trying to finish that. They have a karmic relationship. That's what it's called, basically. There's no love there, but there is definitely a sense of obligation. There's a sense of obligation. She feels that she feels like she's like in her mind. She feels like she owes him, and she doesn't even know why. Okay, so there it is.
Now, do you see her moving in here in my home in May? I know you said you see her communicating with me.
Communicating, yes. No, I don't see her moving in with you in May. I see her communicating with you in May to talk to you about helping her to leave her boyfriend. I know she's done this for 3 years, but I sense this time she's going to mean it because
she was going to move in April, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah, her boyfriend's gotten scarier recently. Has gotten scarier. He goes through these cycles where he gets much, much meaner than he were before, and he's in that cycle now. But she's in a different space now. She's in the space where she feels like she needs to get out, or something bad's going to happen. And so that's why I see her talking to
you. Well, she's been telling me that. She said, "I got to get out, or something bad's going to happen." She's been telling me that for months.
Yeah, but this time, I agree. And she's been seeing it because he's got an eye that says, "I'm going to do something to you." And so it's scaring her. But I see that this will reach a peak in May where she'll come to you and beg you to help her. So just be prepared for that. In the meantime, I understand it's been 3 years and you've been waiting.
You don't see her moving in May, though.
No, I don't. I see her moving in after me. Do you understand?
Okay.
So it's going to be, she'll talk to you and she'll say, let me help me out here. She needs your emotional support right now because at this point she's so weak emotionally that she doesn't feel like she has the strength to even get out. So she's going to need you to help
her. Does she even want a relationship with me, or what is she doing here?
She wants a relationship. She wants love more than anything else. But she wants more than, at this point, she wants your support. So let's talk more about this. Right. Let's talk more about this. You know, if you look in our show, there's Babaji's extension. You can call him there so you can get more details. He will give you more details about your relationship. We're almost running out of time. So anyway, Tonette, thanks for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so, all right, guys, we're about almost up in time here. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you so much for joining our Airtime show. And I want you to laugh more. I wish you all the best and goodbye, my dear ones. Laugh more today. Thank you. Yes.